From KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Today's Supreme Court ruling that struck down a key part of the Voting Rights Act of 1965 has major implications for three California counties. Under the act, Monterey, Yuba, and Kings counties were required to get approval from the federal government anytime officials there wanted to change their election laws. Now that all goes by the wayside, unless Congress decides to step in. Professor Julie Nice teaches constitutional law at the University of San Francisco. Professor Nice, first, why were these counties singled out for special federal oversight to begin with?
Well, let me give you one great example. Monterey County was added shortly after the 1968 presidential election. And the reason is because, like all California counties, it was applying the state's statewide literacy test. So it was using a test as a prerequisite to voting, and it also had less than 50% of the voting age residents who actually voted in that 1968 presidential election. Those are the two triggers that is the old formula that Congress has been using to determine which jurisdictions should be subject to this federal preclearance requirement.
So my understanding of this 5-4 ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court today is that it basically puts all counties on a level playing field when it comes to the Voting Rights Act.
Yes, Chief Justice Roberts and the conservatives on the court are now saying that all counties and all states across the nation should be treated the same. In fact, the equality among states and among jurisdictions is a really key principle that Chief Justice Roberts emphasized in his majority opinion. And what he says is, you know, Congress may come up with a new formula to say that more jurisdictions in the future should have to still get federal preclearance, but it's going to have to come up with a formula that applies equally to all jurisdictions across the nation and is based on today's current conditions in society.
What recourse now will voters have under the Federal Voting Rights Act if they sense that there is discrimination going on at the polls in their counties?
Well, the big change today, which is a major change because, you know, the Supreme Court had upheld the Voting Rights Act several times. And what it means is that any changes to voting will no longer be stopped before they take effect. So instead, individuals or else the Federal Department of Justice would have to file lawsuits to challenge specific changes in voting after they take effect. And that's really an enormous change. As you think about it, you know, once someone's elected to office or not elected to office, it's very difficult to imagine a court order changing the outcome of an election.
And when California's Citizens Redistricting Commission redrew the state's political maps, these counties had to be taken into consideration. So what happens the next time the maps are drawn in 2021?
What that likely means is that when California wants to change something statewide, like our redistricting, we will no longer have to go through that process of getting federal approval for the way that those changes will apply to these particular counties. So it's a big change for society here. And the changes in society were, in fact, a big factor in the Supreme Court's decision.
When we were talking earlier, you suggested today's Voting Rights Act ruling could actually foreshadow what's going to happen with Prop 8 and the Defense of Marriage Act. What do you think?
Right. In the voting rights case today, Chief Justice Roberts and the conservatives really emphasized how much society has changed since the 1960s. So one question we're all asking today as we await the same-sex marriage decisions is, will the court focus on societal change with regard to gay rights? And in another factor, the conservative majority today emphasized the importance of keeping the federal government from interfering with the state's power to control voting. And so again, the question becomes, will the majority of the court focus on federalism in the same way when the decisions reach tomorrow about the state's power to regulate marriage? So we all await the big decisions tomorrow.
Julie Nice, thank you.
Thank you.
Julie Nice teaches constitutional law at the University of San Francisco. I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.